intro. A few years ago, residents of Maro Southern District of Chikwawa were often stricken with diarrhea, often caused by cholera, an illness spread by unclean drinking water from unprotected sources like wells and rivers. Today, the situation is under control, thanks to an NGO that's drilling boreholes in the area for fresh drinking water and building latrines for family use. From Blantyre, reporter Lamek Masina has the story. Text. The Water and Sanitation Project was prompted by a study showing that Chikwawa, a district of near 500,000 people, has relatively few toilets or other facilities supporting public hygiene. Kate Halawa is the country director for Water for People, the non-government organization sponsoring the effort.
When we came in Malawi to start working in Malawi, we looked at the statistics and we found out Chikwawa was one of the least saved in terms of water supply and sanitation. At that time, it was around 45% access to safe water, and sanitation was very, very low. And you know, here also, there's a high percentage of people that openly defecate.
Halawa says to avoid the situation, the organization is drilling boreholes, starting with Makuira, Kasisi, Chabananga areas under the traditional authorities, where there is high risk of contracting waterborne diseases.
We've done more than 200 water points, and this year we're doing 41, and next year we're doing 100 water points.
The project is also hoping to build latrines in individual homes. Health experts say the initiative has helped to reduce instances of diarrhea among the 8,000 households in the district. They say before the introduction of the project in 2008, the attack rate of the disease was at 0.2% of the district's population, which they say is the highest by world standards. Today, it's been reduced to 0.007%. Beatrice Munyowa is one of the health instructors in the district.
Timauza kuti azitha kwavindikira madzi ajakatonga komaso ngati pali mankhwala a chlorine timatha kwapa.
She says to maintain the hygiene standards, they provide chlorine to the communities for treating the water and also advise them to always cover the water and always keep clean the borehole surroundings.
Ngatiyenera kwasamala bwinobwino.
Besides advice from health experts, villagers themselves have formed their own committees responsible for the sanitation and the maintenance of the boreholes. Emily Batmeo is the secretary of Water Point Committee at Kasogeza Village. She says apart from the reduced incidence of waterborne diseases, the project has made it easier to access clean water. She says before the initiative, people were used to travel long distances to fetch clean water. For example, she says they would wake up early in the morning to battle for clean water at a water point, which was as far as 3 kilometers away. Sometimes, she says, would spend a night there. The organization is implementing the project with support from international NGOs, Global Sanitation Fund, Charity Water and Climate Justice Fund. Halawa says funds permitting, the NGO is planning to extend the initiative to the rest of the district to reach its goal of ensuring that everyone has access to safe water by 2018. Water for the People has a similar project in the other parts of Malawi, in the peri-urban areas of Blantyre and in the northern district of Rumpi, and in Rwanda and Uganda. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.